Satan, the little G-God of this world, is the one telling you to kill yourself so you can go to hell in a hurry. Jesus Christ has power over Satan. Beloved, this is the chief of sinners. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 402, titled Satan, the Little G-God of This World, is the One Telling You to Kill Yourself So You Can Go to Hell in a Hurry. Jesus Christ has power over Satan. I'm here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, close to 800,000 people, that is nearly a million people, die due to suicide every year worldwide, which is one person every 40 seconds. Suicide is a global tragedy and occurs throughout the lifespan. There are indications that for each adult who died by suicide, there may have been more than 20 others attempting suicide but were not successful. And I say to you, dear friend, as an evangelist called by God, that if you commit suicide, and I say this lovingly to you, you are going to a place called hell, where Jesus Christ said, their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Now hear me well. Satan, the little G-God, controls the lost, immoral people. I have talked to men and women behind prison bars and on Skid Row with the ugly scars of sin showing in their faces and broken bodies. Most of them did not realize that Satan is the little G-God of this world, of sin, and what power he has had over their lives, to the point that many have given up on life. It is sad to see men and women with broken lives under the dominion of the little G-God of this world, Satan, as he is whispering in their ears, kill yourself, there's no use. Satan controls false teachers. Satan controls the lost moral people as well. My dear friend, we see on the other hand, though, men and women that are good parents, first-class citizens, fine moral leaders, and even church members, preachers, ministers, that are also under the dominion of Satan. And the devil is telling them to kill themselves as well. And it is happening across this country and around the globe. It is hard to understand how these two classes of people could be under the dominion of the same individual, the same demonic spirit. The answer comes from God's holy word in John 3:18. Jesus Christ is speaking. Jesus Christ said, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." The Bible, the Holy Bible, says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, "In whom the little g god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." I trusted Christ 40 years ago as my Savior, December the 19th, 1979. And I'm here to tell you, the devil has never been successful in even telling me to commit suicide. I've never thought about it. Because once you trust Christ as Savior, you have the way, the truth, and the life living on the inside of you. His name is Jesus Christ. It's all about life and life more abundantly, not about death. Also, dear friends, Satan controls, yes, the little g god of this world, controls false teachers. We have many false preachers and teachers telling people, basically, it's okay to kill yourself. You can still go to heaven. I'm here to tell you not to believe that lie. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Satan has influence and power enough to keep a man from looking into the Holy Bible and seeing that God's Son, Jesus Christ, gave his life for a sin-cursed world. Jesus Christ gave up his life so that you can have life, and life more abundantly, not suicide. He died for your sins and mine, was buried, and rose on the third day. The Holy Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 and 14, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." Beloved, in this scripture, God reveals Satan as a deceiver, even working in religious fields, in churches, and that certain men have joined Satan to help in his work. You may ask, how can I tell false teachers and false preachers from the true ones? false teachers and false preachers will never mention the fact that Jesus Christ paid all your sin debt with his own precious blood. The Holy Bible says in Hebrews 9:22, without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, Jesus loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. They teach good works and church membership, but never tell you that you need to turn from your sin and trust in the work Jesus did to save you. By the way, dear friend, Judas, who betrayed Christ, is the one who committed suicide. Jesus Christ said in Luke 13:3, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. 1 Corinthians 15:3 says, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. They laugh at sin and at the present and eternal damage that it does. Yes, people laugh at sin, but they forget that sin is what leads people to hell, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Proverbs 14:9 says, fools make a mock at sin. Fools. I didn't say that, God said it. Romans 6:23 states, for the wages of sin is death. But as I promised, and as I said earlier, Jesus has power over Satan, the so-called little g god of this world. Jesus has power over Satan, the little g god of this world. You may ask, how can I be saved? Only by God's power and grace. The Holy Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in St. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The Holy Bible alone reveals the true work of Jesus Christ. In his death, burial, and resurrection, he took your place. He died for your sins and completely paid for your sins so that you could escape hell for eternity. Don't listen to the little g gods, Satan's words, when he tells you to kill yourself. Listen to Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, and trust him as your Savior. For if you commit suicide, you're going straight to hell to suffer for eternity. The decision, dear friend, is yours. If you really believe Jesus can save you, pray to him now. Confess that you are a helpless, guilty sinner, and that you want to be released from the power of Satan and from spending eternity in a devil's hell. The Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou and you shall be saved. Don't commit suicide and go to hell. Trust Christ as your Savior today. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins. He paid your sin debt. He suffered, bled, and died for you. was buried, and then rose on the third day. If it is your desire to be saved, and if you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day from the dead, and you are willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart so you can go to heaven and not go to hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as my Savior, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. Dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel pamphlet this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Track League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this gospel pamphlet online at fellowshiptrackleague.org. And when you do, send a love offering. And when you order the tracts, when you get them, please pass out each and every one by any means necessary. God bless you. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners." So don't think that you're alone. Number two, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sins. Our bodies are put in a grave. Our souls go to hell forever if we have never trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior. That leads me to point number three. accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, dear friend, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself but believe on Christ. For the Bible says in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, accept the fact, dear friend, that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please be willing to turn from your old life and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul this very moment, and he will do it. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you want to get saved like Steph Curry, one of the greatest basketball players who ever lived, you can do that today. If you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, for your soul's salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, and God will save you today. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. I have broken your Ten Commandments, for I have lied before, I have stolen things before, I have lusted after people and things before, been envious of others, coveted what other people had or have. I have dishonored my parents, disobeyed my parents. I've taken your holy name in vain and have disrespected you. I am guilty of breaking your Ten Commandments and committing many other sins. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon me, and please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered for me, bled for me, died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name we pray for our sake. Amen. dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Remember, dear friend, until next time, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.